seasonal operations for aquatic invasive species check stations have resumed. Reminders to watercraft users coming up on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. As of last month, Game and Fish has resumed seasonal operations for aquatic invasive species check stations across Wyoming. These mandatory stations help ensure watercraft are not bringing invasive species of mussels into the state's waterways. Game and Fish AIS Coordinator Josh Leonard says Wyoming is one of few places in the country that hasn't detected invasive zebra or quagga mussels in the water. He says our agency is working to keep it that way and make sure these destructive species stay out of the state's waters. Any out-of-state boater, as well as Wyoming residents who have taken their watercraft outside of the state, need to go through the inspection checkpoints where certified AIS inspectors will verify the watercraft are safe for entry into Wyoming waters. A listing of inspectors is available on the Game and Fish Department's AIS inspection page on its website. Boaters are encouraged to plan ahead for inspections to help streamline the process. Game and Fish AIS check stations across Wyoming have resumed seasonal operations, so all boaters must stop when encountering an open AIS check station on their route of travel. Watercraft owners can make the check station faster if their watercraft is correctly prepared. So before hitting the water this spring, boaters should remember that any watercraft transported into Wyoming from March 1st through November 30th must undergo a mandatory inspection by an authorized inspector prior to launching on any Wyoming waterway. If the watercraft was used on a water suspected or positive for invasive mussels in the last 30 days, it must be inspected prior to launching year-round and may require decontamination. If boaters entering Wyoming do not encounter an open AIS check station on their route of travel, it is the boater's responsibility to seek out an inspection before launching on any Wyoming waterway. Inspection locations can be found on the Game and Fish AIS website. Along with its registration, watercraft used on Wyoming waters must have a Wyoming AIS decal. The decal must be displayed on all watercraft, including rentals, using Wyoming waters, with the exception of both soft and hard-sided stand-up paddleboards, amphibious vehicles propelled by wheels, and non-motorized inflatable watercraft 10 feet in length or less. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.